This is Akashvani, the news read by Anubha Rohatgi. President Draupadi Murmu has stressed that there should be more women in the workforce as India is heading towards becoming the third biggest economy in the world. Addressing a day-long conference on the theme Nari Shakti Se Viksit Bharat in New Delhi today, to mark the International Women's Day, the President emphasized that the daughters of the nation are playing a crucial role in realizing the vision of a developed India.
आज जो भारत विश्व की तीसरे सबसे बड़ी अर्थव्यवस्था बनने की ओर अग्रसर हो रहा है तो देश के वर्कफोर्स में महिलाओं की भागीदारी तेजी से बढ़नी चाहिए वर्कफोर्स में महिलाओं की भागीदारी बढ़ने के लिए उन्हें शिक्षा और नौकरी से समान अवसर प्रदान करना महत्वपूर्ण है
President Murmu stated that the central government is continuously working to ensure that women in the country are politically, economically and socially empowered and are able to lead the nation towards the vision of a developed India. She described the provision of reservations for women in the Lok Sabha and state assemblies through the Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam as a historic step towards political empowerment. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized that his government is dedicated to the empowerment of women, highlighting the significant steps taken to improve their lives. Speaking at the Lakhpati Didi Sammelan at Navsari in Gujarat on the occasion of International Women's Day today, Mr. Modi emphasized that India is advancing towards women-led development, with the government placing utmost importance on the dignity and well-being of women at every step. Prime Minister Modi stated that the banner of women's empowerment is soaring across all sectors of society with the power of Indian women now acknowledged globally. The Delhi government today approved Mahila Samriddhi Yojana to provide 2,500 rupees to poor women. Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta made the announcement during a press conference in the national capital today. She said on the occasion of International Women's Day, a cabinet meeting of the Delhi government was held in which the scheme was approved.
Delhi ki garib behan ko 2500 rupaye prati maha dene ke baad aaj humne cabinet mein mohar laga di hai usko humne cabinet mein approve karke budget mein 5100 crore rupaye ke pravdhan kiya gaya hai taki Delhi ki garib behno ko hum log is samriddhi yojana ka labh dena shuru kar sake
The Chief Minister said a committee has been formed under her chairmanship, which also includes Delhi Ministers Ashish Sood, Pravesh Sahib Singh and Kapil Mishra. She said that a portal will soon be launched to start the registration process for the Mahila Samriddhi Yojana. Mrs. Gupta said that the Delhi government will work to ensure the safety and prosperity of the women. BJP President Jagat Prakash Nadda has said that the Narendra Modi government is focusing on women-led development and it is taking the country forward with the aim of women empowerment. Addressing a program organized in New Delhi on the occasion of International Women's Day, Mr. Nadda said that the Prime Minister believes that the world develops only when women become empowered. Mr. Nadda said that with this aim, the BJP has always moved forward by considering women empowerment as its fundamental principle. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla today stated that consensus and dissent are the strengths of democracy, but planned disruption in assemblies and parliament are not appropriate for democratic values. He added that legislative institutions must become centres of discussion and dialogue to ensure accountability to the public. Mr. Birla was addressing public representatives and other dignitaries at the launch of the Constitution Club of Rajasthan in Jaipur. The event was also attended by Chief Minister of Rajasthan Bhajan Lal Sharma, Speaker of Rajasthan Vidhan Sabha Vasudev Devnani, Union Minister of State for Agriculture Bhagirath Chaudhary, MPs, MLAs and other dignitaries. The Indian women's kabaddi team has been crowned Asian champions for the fifth time. The defending champions, India, defeated hosts Iran 32-25 in the final of the sixth Asian women's kabaddi championship at Tehran this afternoon. Meanwhile, in the women's Premier League cricket, defending champions Royal Challengers Bengaluru will face off against UP Warriors at the Ekana Cricket Stadium in Lucknow this evening. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.